Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, so we do relationship rehab to try to get your advice for somebody who emails our show. Today that person is Hannah. She emailed last week. She says, hey, Mark and Krista, it's so cool. You guys, I can email you and your listeners will help me out. My problem might not seem serious to other people, but it's very serious to me. And I'm worried my whole relationship is about to implode. You see, I'm a bit of a hippie girl, she says in quotes. I don't eat flesh, I buy local, and here's the trouble spot, I don't shave my body hair. I think it's ridiculous that men can walk around like hairy, sweaty gorillas, and that's fine, but women have to shave, otherwise they are considered weird. I'm a woman, and I can groom myself as I see fit, and I choose to be comfortable instead of being covered in razor burn or wax marks. Now, my boyfriend was willing to put up with all my weirdness until that point. He tells me it grosses him out, the body hair, and he doesn't feel attracted to me anymore. He said that if I want to continue dating him, I'm going to have to start shaving again. I don't think he has the right to tell me how to look. I don't judge him on his looks. What do you guys think I should do? Is anybody else going through this? And do any ladies out there feel the same way? 321-0931. That is relationship rehab. Maybe you're going through this. Maybe you've dealt with it. I don't know. Now that I've read that twice here, it seems like maybe she just started growing her body hair out and that's become an issue because, whatever. So, I mean, and it's to each his own. Some guys and some girls like body hair. Mm-hmm. Some don't. It's a preference that that usually you get out of the way when you first meet somebody or you're hanging out with them. But what do you think here?
Well, I'm obviously he knew that that's the way her body was when he first met her, that she likes to not shave. So I don't understand why all of a sudden now he wants her to change. He knew what he was getting into when he started dating her.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, really the point is, I mean, it's not like, I don't think this is catching him off guard, but maybe he gave it a try and he's like, you know what? I don't know. I tried it and now I'm not really sure. Does she change for him or does she stay the same person, really?
That's
so
right.
What we're looking for. Let's get to Mike here this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. What do you think?
Hey, I mean, if she was not shaving when they first met, then he is in the wrong completely. You got to accept someone for how you met them.
Sure.
I mean, in his eyes, maybe he's trying to better her as a person, but she has beliefs that she can be as hairy as she wants. Now, men are hairy too, but there's a lot of women that don't like hairy men. I don't think it's a man versus woman thing. I think it's a preference thing.
It is.
Really good good points there, Mike. Yeah. Thanks for calling us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I'm all about hair in the front on guys, but when you get that back hair, man, it is time to pluck that out.
Well, Mike brings up a good point. I mean, it's not just guys and girls.
No,
everyone does it.
It's both.
Some guys like hair on girls. Some guys don't. And some girls like hair on guys and some guys don't. So it just really depends on what you want. But he's also right in the fact that if she was like this at first and they started dating, that at least he owes it to her. Although I would say if he's like, you know what, this is new for me. I really like you as a person, so I'm going to overlook that and just see how it works out. And now it's not working out. I also get that. So, I mean, I do think people can change their minds. I don't think just because it started that way, you have to be locked in, and then you can still have your own feelings. Let's get to Philip this morning. Good morning, Philip.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for calling and being on Relationship Rehab. So Hannah is a self-admitted hippie girl. She doesn't want to shave, and now her boyfriend's like, either shave or we got to stop this thing. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm with him on this. I think she's got to shave it. It's just gross to me, and I know plenty of guys who feel that way, too. You know, it's just something we don't want to deal with.
Yeah, so
just don't want to deal with it.
So you wouldn't? It wouldn't really matter how she is as a person if she was just hairy. You'd be like, I can't. I'm out, bro.
It's just one of those things for me that I just could not do it. And maybe there's a compromise. Maybe he could. You know, maybe he has to change a little bit of something about him too to make him more attracted to her. You know, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the long hair like just remind you of being with another dude? On a girl.
It just feels, I mean, I know I got it too, but it's just grosser on women. You know, is that bad to say?
I mean, listen, everybody's entitled to say it.
Yeah.
To their own opinion, for sure.
Yeah. The only thing I think is gross on a guy, outside of just the back hair, is hairy toes. Like, just trim that sucker, okay?
Hairy toes.
Yes.
It's very weird to be.
And bushy eyebrows. You got to trim your eyebrows, too.
Hairy toes and bushy eyebrows.
Can't be all
That's
crazy.
Where Krista draws the line.
That's
so.
Where I draw the line.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Phil, not a big fan of body hair. And, again, it's not really preference. It's more of, you know, I think the general thing here is if it was good at first, why is it not good now? Maybe is there another underlying problem? We'll see, though. See you then. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
So, hi, honey.
What do you think here? It looks like her boyfriend's not down with the hair.
So, first off, I have to tell you, I am completely hairless everywhere but my head.
Yeah.
And I've had plenty of guys tell me that they prefer hair, so definitely a two-way road.
Ah, yes, but, very much.
All right, so you good. The other thing is happening, the reverse.
It's not really, though, about the hair, I think. I think it's about her relationship. You don't just change yourself for whoever. So if this is a guy you see yourself with, be willing to try and compromise. Clearly, he's not. Otherwise, she wouldn't be having this argument in her head.
Right. Right. So he's worth fighting for, and now she has to figure out what's more important, is what you're saying?
Right. Pretty much. Like, if the hair thing is a big deal to you and you refuse to do it, that's fine. But then you have to be willing to let that relationship go, because clearly he's not attracted to it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she specifically says, judging somebody, she can do whatever she wants. And, of course, there's repercussions for everything. So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If a guy told me to grow my hair out,
You say bye.
Bye.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
Take
awesome.
Care.
And
Bye-bye.
She's actually listening right now, so it's good for us to give her some advice. Let's get to another lady here. Nancy. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. How are
morning.
You?
Hey,
good.
We're good. So what do you think here? Hannah's not super excited because our boyfriend's like, shave or leave. What do you think?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time in California. I did some advanced degrees out there, and I got to say, half the women out there don't want to shave their body hair, and they would be shocked at someone laying down that kind of ultimatum.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Also, in a relationship, nobody can force you to break up or change your body. We all know that kind of ultimatum is just through the roof, impossible. He's not the kind of guy anybody should be dating.
Yeah, so you think this guy's not.
Dump him.
You're just by giving him the
ultimatum.
Exactly,
right? Yeah, and, you know, the shaving thing, it's society's confirmation, right? Do you want to conform to what everyone does, or do you want to be free?
Yeah.
I know a woman who married a man from Iraq, and there they shave everything from the waist down. And she's refused to conform. So, you know, it's all what you're raised with.
Sure.
And I don't think we have a right for anybody to say, just because everybody you're raised with in this state or this country does it, then you have to do it, too. Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
You
have
to be free to do what you want with your own body, and ultimatums are a deal breaker. Yeah.
Sure. That's good. Well, she's listening right now, so thanks for the advice, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Great.
Yeah, you got it. Always, always. We love. That's why we do relationship rehab. We want to get your opinions here. Let's get to Megan this morning. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So what do you think here? Looks like the boyfriend is, like, not down with the hair. Hannah's, like, doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of see both sides of it because, I don't know. I personally shave. I don't think women should not, but it's such a society thing.
Yeah.
So I think she's not in the wrong. I agree that she has her standpoint and she, you know, is strong on that.
Especially because he started dating her while she already wasn't shaving, so...
Yeah, I know. I don't agree with that. Like, he kind of knew, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, because I do agree with you guys, but I think in the same way of, like, when you are, let's say you're going out with somebody for 3 or 4 years, then they start developing this habit that you're not, like, let's say they didn't smoke or chew when you met them. I mean, you would say to them, hey, I don't really like that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So... I mean, what's the difference between that and body hair? I don't know what to do. You know, but if you are with somebody and then they're doing something that you're not necessarily enjoying, you would say to them, hey, I don't really like that. So, I mean, it's weird, but it is, you know, it is one of those things, like, if they started doing that way, you would think he would be more sympathetic to it.
Yeah, but, I mean, if he kind of knew from the beginning, I mean, he shouldn't be pulling this with her. But, I mean, that's him. Some guys don't see it. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, good advice. Thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You got it. So good. She's listening right now, just texting in, hearing some great answers. Let's get to Josephine this morning. Good morning, Josephine.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, hi. So what do you think here in relationship rehab? Hannah doesn't want to shave. She's a self-admitted hippie girl, and her boyfriend now is like, hey, this has got to go or I got to go.
Yeah, I'm fighting for her because she really needs to embrace who she is. And I think deep down, she probably knows that. That's why she's calling in.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I was listening in and, you know, the smoking is different because that affects your health. But when you grow hair, that's not affecting his health. And it's not like he didn't fall in love with her.
Right.
Fell in love with her. And so, you know, we are going to change. We're not going to always be static people. And it becomes a judgment call on his part and her part. But ultimately, if she needs to live with herself and be happy for who she is, I think that means letting that hair grow if that's what she wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, and that's a good medical point you brought up, too. That I wasn't thinking about that. So that's why we love doing this and putting it to an open forum. So thank you for your call.
Absolutely.
I just worry that, you know, he's asking her to change this. It's just going to continue.
Sure. Where does it snowball?
And things,
where does it stop? Mm-hmm. That's the other thing you have when you're in it. I've been in a relationship. You know how much I love motorcycles.
Yeah.
When I was married, my now ex-wife hated motorcycles. So I obviously didn't do them as much or at all, actually. And it was not who I am. So
right. Because that's a part of who you are. That's like with Travis. If I told him, no, I'm sorry, you can't ride anymore, he's not living his life.
Right.
That's the biggest thing that makes him happy.
Exactly. So that is true. All right. Well, thanks for the calls. It's Relationship Rehab. Hopefully, Hannah got a lot out of that this morning. You guys were fantastic.
Thank you.
93.1 Jam.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station It Sounds Like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. And now is the time to say to yourself, you know what? Maybe I'm doing things the right way. Maybe I'm not all messed up in this big old world of things going on. I'm good. Because
at least I'm not.
24-year-old Cody Zong of Claremont, North Carolina. Now, Cody had his door knocked on by the local police department.
Mm-hmm.
The police showed up because he'd left his garbage can on the curb for a few days and he hadn't moved it. Now, Cody answered the door and according to the reports, immediately said, I guess you guys are here about the opium. Now, the police caught on to the subtle hint that he was giving out and raided his property. After that, they found over an acre of poppy plants growing in his backyard. And poppies, of course, used to make opium and heroin. The police did the poppy and the street value at $500 million. He's facing drug manufacturing charges and trafficking charges. And yes, let me go back to the beginning. The police got there because his garbage can was left on the curb too long. And he said, oh, you hear about the poppy I got growing.
Right?
Come on, guys.
That's adorable.
Boy, you got to worry about everybody else telling on you. You told on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A guy named Anderson Lewis. Now, he works at Pizza Hut in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Anderson is the manager, and, well, he takes lots of pride in his work. On Tuesday night, in fact, he got into an argument with one of his coworkers about the sloppy way she was putting the cheese and pepperoni onto the pizzas.
Okay.
Now, she got into an argument with him back, and eventually it escalated to the point where he pepper sprayed her. Then he wrote his address on a napkin and told her to head there if she wanted to fight.
Are you kidding?
He stormed out. The cops have put a warrant out for his arrest for disorderly conduct and being a terrible manager. But you want to fight me? Here's my address. Going home. Let's see if you can handle it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Talk about a terrible boss.
Yeah.
It's not great.
And it's the wrong type of pepper, honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like pepper on their pepperoni.
Yeah.
Not that kind.
Not in your face.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 38-year-old guy named Woodward Dyer. In Marion County, Florida. We can't do any of these segments without being in Florida somehow. Now, Woodrow had a felony warrant issued last week for possession of a weapon by a convicted felon.
Ah.
Now, he did have a genius idea to evade the police. You see, the warrant said that he was male, so he decided to dress up like a woman. But the costume wasn't so great. The police easily identified him and tried to arrest him when he had a fake wig on and a terrible disguise. Then he tried to run but didn't get far because he had heels on.
Mm.
So he's a grown man trying to run in heels.
Honey, you got to practice that stuff beforehand.
You guys have years of experience with that.
We do.
The cops were able to quickly chase him down, and he was hit with two extra charges of resisting arrest. There's no word yet if he's going to a female prison or a male prison. Pretty sure it's going to be a male one. But he is definitely behind bars.
Oh, wow.
Not good for him.
Shoot, honey.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
Mark Jones and or Robert Wilridge. See, they were together fishing in Yellowstone State Park right here in Wisconsin over the weekend.
Very good.
At one point, they wandered onto a guy's property, and he yelled at them to go away. So what did old Mark and Robert do? Well, they did with any outstanding Wisconsin resident would do. They mooned him.
Oh, classic.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They started tipping over his porta potty, which I'm not sure why he had a porta potty on his property, but hey, whatever. He called the cops on them, and when police tracked him down, they found out that Mark and Robert had over more than 40 bass in their fishing boat. Now, that's way over the legal limit. I think you have 5 per person. So these guys moon their way into getting arrested for illegal bass accumulation, which is a charge that's not great.
Dang.
So the moral of the story is here, if you have too many bass, don't show your... Well, you probably finished that. Yeah, there you go. Nice one.
Marco and Krista Mornings, 93.1 Sounds.
If you need something hot...
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.